Welcome in. Today we're building that swingy old-school jungle and ragga atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the grown-up way. Big vibe, clean peaks, and enough headroom that your mix doesn't fall apart the second you add one more siren. The whole philosophy of this lesson is simple. Swing is mostly timing, velocity, and contrast. Not everything louder and not stack 15 hat loops. We'll make motion with micro-timing, short envelopes, filtered and ducked ambience on returns and tight buzzing. You'll get that shuffled tops, ghost snare chatter, dubby haze, vox chops, skank stabs without your master meter screaming. By the end, you'll have a tight 16-bar loop you can expand into a full tune, a drum bus that swings, ragga layers that feel wide and hype, an atmosphere bus you can control with one fader and routing that protects headroom from the start. Alright, set your tempo first. Aim anywhere from 168 to 174. I like 172 for this demo, because it's energetic but still has space for groove. Now go to your master. Keep it clean. No limiter yet. Put a spectrum at the end just so you can keep an eye on low-end buildup and overall balance as you go. And here's the rule that makes everything else work. While you're building, keep your master peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. That's not conservative, that's smart. It means every time you add a new element, you're not forced into emergency limiting. Individual channels will often peak somewhere between minus 12 and minus 6 dBFS. Drums can be a bit higher, but nothing should be pinned. Also, little Ableton Live 12 habit, don't mix into red. Use track volume, use clip gain, and if something's hitting processors too hard, trim before the device chain. We'll come back to that, because it's a massive headroom cheat code. Now, let's set up our drums in a way that gives us swing without smearing the punch. Create four tracks, kick, snare, tops, and perk or ghosts. This separation matters. Old school swing feels amazing when the tops and the ghost stuff moves around the grid, but if your kick and snare start drifting, your whole tune loses authority and you start compensating with volume. That's how headroom disappears. Let's talk groove pool. Open it up and grab something like MPC 16 swing in the 57 to 63 range. We're not trying to turn this into drunken funk, we're trying to get that classic shuffled urgency. Apply the groove only to your tops and your perk or ghosts first. Leave kick and snare ungrooved for now. Set timing to around 55% as a starting point. Velocity around 15% so the hats breathe. Random around 3% so it feels human, not robotic. You can go higher, but the more random you add, the more careful you have to be about flams and messy transients. Now, keep your kick and snare anchored, either no groove at all, or if you really want a tiny push-pull, keep timing super low, like 10 to 20%. The point is, the main backbeat stays solid, the swing lives in the accessories. And notice what we're doing, we're creating energy with timing and velocity, not with adding layers or turning things up. That's how we keep headroom. Cool. Now let's build the drums in a headroom-safe way. Start with the kick. Pick something with a clear low end and a short tail. Short tails are your friend in fast ENB, because long tails stack into constant low-end RMS, and then everything feels quieter unless you crank it. Drop drum bus on the kick, but keep it light. Drive around 2 to 6%. Boom either off or tiny, like under 10%, because we're not trying to inflate sub here. Transients, give it a little push, plus 5 to plus 15. Then trim the output so the kick peaks roughly minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS. If you need EQ, add EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz just to remove useless subrumble. And if it's boxy, a small cut around 180 to 250. Now the snare, for jungle and ragga vibes, layering is classic, a snappy top layer and a body layer. Group those into a snare bus so you can treat them as one instrument. On the snare bus, add saturator, turn soft clip on, drive maybe 2 to 5 dB, and compensate output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then EQ 8, if it's muddy, dip 250 to 450. If it needs presence, a small boost around 2 to 5k. Keep snare peaks around minus 6 dBFS on that bus. That's a sweet spot where it's strong without dominating the entire headroom budget. Now the fun part. Ghost snares and tops. This is where swing lives. Ghost snares should be way lower than the main snare. Think minus 12 to minus 18 dB underneath. They're not there to hit. They're there to imply motion and attitude. On the tops track, put an auto filter and high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, steep slope if needed. This is a huge headroom saver because hats and shakers can have surprising low mid junk that does nothing but raise your average level. Add glue compressor on tops, subtle. Ratio 2:1, Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. If you're crushing your hats, the groove usually gets smaller, not bigger. Now here's an advanced micro-timing trick that gets you that old-school drunk swing without chaos. Manually nudge certain hat offbeats a little late, like plus 6 to plus 12 milliseconds. And then, occasionally push a hat a tiny bit early, like minus 3 to minus 6. You're creating contrast. If everything is late, it's just late. If some things are late and some are slightly ahead, it starts to shuffle. And one more coach note here. Keep swing tight by separating late hats from early ghosts. Don't cram them into one MIDI clip and then wonder why it's messy. Put hats on one clip or track, where you can groove them looser. Keep ghost snares on their own where you can be more intentional and less random. Alright, now we're going to build the Raga atmosphere, and this is where most people destroy headroom. Not because it peaks but because it raises RMS. That fog isn't spiking the meter. It's constantly filling the space so your drums feel smaller. So we're going to do ambience the pro way. Returns, filtering, and ducking. Create 3 return tracks. Return A is dub verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds so the reverb sits behind the transient instead of swallowing it. Inside hybrid reverb. Filter it. High pass around 250 to 450. Low pass around 8 to 12k. This is not optional. Unfiltered reverb is basically the headroom tax. After hybrid reverb, add a compressor and sidechain it from the drum bus. Ratio 4:1, fast attack like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you get 2 to 5 dB of ducking when the drums hit. The idea is, drums speak, fog steps back. Between hits, the fog returns. Return B is tape delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 to start. Feedback 20-35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 hc, low pass around 7-10k. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 0.1-0.3, and a bit of saturation, 2-5. Then add utility after it and widen gently, maybe 120-160%, but you must mono check later. Return C is air noise, optional but powerful if you keep it controlled. You can do a short hybrid reverb, like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, plus auto filter movement, or keep a separate noise track, which is often easier. The big rule, it should be felt, not heard. If you clearly hear noise, it's too loud. Now let's add Raga Vox chops. Grab a phrase, chop it into 1/8 or 1/16 bits. 6 to 10 hits is enough. Keep the Vox mostly dry. We're going to create size with sends, not by drowning the channel in insert reverb. On the Vox track, EQ 8, high pass 120 to 200. If it's harsh, notch 2.5 to 4.5k gently. Add saturator with soft clip-on, drive 1 to 4 dB. If the sample is messy, add a gate to tighten tails. Here's the key headroom move, turn the Vox channel down and let the returns create the size. The dry stays punchy and present. The wet is filtered and ducked, so it doesn't sit on top of your snare. Now sirens, horns, skate guitar or organ stabs. Put these in their own FX group. First thing, ick, I pass 200 to 400. If it's sizzling too hard, a gentle shelf down above 8 to 10k. Add auto pan very slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 hc, just to keep movement. Then send to dub verb, but let the ducking do the work. If you want a siren that doesn't nuke your mix, quick sound design option. Make it an operator, sign for the fundamental, a quiet square to add bite, and a short pitch envelope for that yelp. Then high pass at 250 to 400, notch any piercing band around 2 to 4k, and keep it mostly dry with sends for space. Presence without low mid spill. Now for the modern trick that makes this whole vibe controllable, the old school Atmos bus. Create a group called Atmos. Route your Vox chops, Siren FX, stabs and skanks, and any noise bit into that group. On the Atmos group, insert EQ8. Do a gentle dip around 250 to 500 if it clouds the mix, and consider a tiny low shelf down below 150, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB. That one move can restore headroom instantly, because it stops the haze from fighting the bass region. Then add glue compressor, very light, ratio 2:1, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Then utility, keep width sensible, like 90 to 120%. And this is important, mono check early. Put a utility on Atmos and set up a quick way to audition width at 0%. If your vibe disappears in mono, reduce stereo tricks at the source especially wide delays and facey effects. Now let's tighten the drum bus, because swing is great, but we still need modern punch without peak spikes. Group all drums into drum bus. On drum bus, EQ 8, high pass 20 to 38Z. If low mids build up, small cut around 200 to 350. Then glue compressor, attack 10 ms, release auto ratio 2:1, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Then drum bus, drive 2 to 6%, transients plus 5 to plus 15, soft clip on. This is your safety and glue without flattening the groove. If you absolutely want a limiter here, keep it as a peak catcher only. Ceiling minus 0.5, gain 0, and it should shave less than 1 dB occasionally. If it's doing more, don't limiter harder. Fix the mix balance, usually the returns, the hats, or the low mids. Now, extra coach note that separates advanced mixes from loud but small mixes. Start thinking RMS, not peaks, for haze control. Drop a meter or luffs meter on drum bus, on the Atmos group, and on your return A and return B. Your drums should clearly win in short-term loudness. If your loop only feels exciting when Atmos is loud, you're masking punch. The fix is rarely turn drums up. It's usually turn the fog down, or filter it more, or duck it better. And here's another pro habit, pre-FX gain trim beats turning down the fader. If your saturator, glue, drum bus, echo, and reverb are all being hit too hot, they'll add density even if your fader looks reasonable. Put utility at the start of Atmos and at the start of each return, and trim minus 3 to minus 8 dB if needed so the processors live in their sweet spot. Now let's map a simple 16-bar arrangement you can expand into a tune.